Reggae be vulgar, and they be making me laugh. So
oh,
like
yeah.
they'll be saying so, bring it. I can't even do it right now, but like whatever they be doing, it'd be mad aggressive, and it'd be like because it's over the, maybe it's the instrumentation, I'll be able to let it go.
They'd it'd be like it outrageously vulgar.
Yeah, and they'd be like, ooh, wow.
And then it'd be like nobody else really knows.
Beat up the box. I'm like, oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
What up, beautiful people? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This is a podcast like no other where we break down the fabrics of life. We can talk about love, life, food, whatever, everything in between, because life isn't just black and white, it's gray. Yeah, get in where you fit in. Y'all don't like that? It's your boy, Bad Bun Breezington Ear. I feel like a YouTuber. Hey, what's up, y'all? Bad Mountain Breezington Ear. Now I sound like the crocodile hunter.
I was about to say, why did you get an accent when you decided you were a YouTuber? So, that's what I'm just curious about.
But yeah, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. Join the good people of the Patreon so you can join in on the conversation. Get exclusive content just like The Food Show. Who made this? The Standard by yours truly. Behind the scenes. More behind the scenes. Yeah, just good times, good vibes. Yeah, join that Patreon for three of them things. $3. That's $1 for you, $1 for you, $1 for me. Stop playing. What else? What else? Am I missing anything? I don't think so. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
I mean, yeah.
Sure. So let's get it. Let's get it.
Hey, everybody. I am Shaquoia D.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And again, Bad Man Breezington Ear.
Welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And yeah, like he said, subscribe to our Patreon because you subscribing to our Patreon helps us to make higher and better quality content for you more frequently. As you can see, well, you probably can't see, but we are testing out mics now. So that's an upgrade. So better audio quality is coming to you guys. And shout out to the good people of the Gray Area who have already joined. We appreciate you guys' support because without you, we would not be able to get these mics. So, yeah, definitely appreciate y'all. In the meantime, what's up? How y'all feeling? Like, what's going on?
I'm good. Well.
I don't know where this energy came from, but because I actually am tired, but I have energy. I got energy for y'all.
That tired energy. This is like the last stretch of energy that you probably have. And then after this,
still gotta make cake.
I'm tired, but I'm good though. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know, like, okay, I'm having a retirement party, y'all. And ooh. What am I retiring from, you might ask? Maid of Honory. Yeah.
That's big.
So, not doing that anymore. So, I decided that we're going to cook. I made a menu. I made a flyer. And we're downstairs making stuff, and I'm like, why didn't we just order out? Like, why did we do this? But I also...
we got food in the fridge.
We do have food in the fridge. Like, we got leftovers and stuff. And it's also a thing where I didn't want to be disappointed and get to the place or have their food and then all of a sudden be like, dang, if I would have made this, it would have been so much better. Because I have a tendency to do that a lot. So...
I'll be doing that, too.
Yeah.
I'll be able to taste the seasonings that they put in their food. Because it'll be the same stuff I'll be using.
So, yeah, we making stuff. I'm making an attempt at making ice cream from scratch. So, I think it's going to go really well.
Homemade ice cream.
I made oat cream, y'all. Oat cream. Instead of using, like, heavy cream, I made cream out of oat. So, I'm excited. That actually came out really good.
I was going to say that sweet potato pound cake that we was talking about pods ago.
Yeah.
It's coming into fruition today.
Right.
By yours truly. It's going to be amazing. Impeccable.
Where a sweet potato pound cake with that ice cream drizzled on top of that. Never mind. Y'all get that visual later.
That and then, so we got sweet potato pound cake. We got homemade ice cream. Forbidden rice and peas. Because we don't
rice and peas.
We don't eat.
It's a secret, man. You know? It's a secret. That's what's forbidden. Never mind.
We don't really eat like white or brown rice anymore unless it's like a last resort. And then we also have mac and cheese, vegan mac and cheese, vegan gluten-free mac and cheese, curry chickpeas, honey jerk cauliflower.
Jesus Christ,
cabbage, and
bad man breathing an ear.
Yeah, no.
What? The menu salad.
Straight from the yard.
And salad.
Salad. Word. So salad. We could say that English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salad. So why? But so we started prepping stuff, and I mean everything is started, nothing is finished.
It's all good.
Oh, and I made cassava bread for the first time. So that was random. That
we make bread.
We make bread. Literally, figuratively.
Spiritually, emotionally.
Emotionally, yep.
Physically.
I said that. Didn't I say part?
Literally.
Anyways, that's why that's why I'm tired, because I didn't, in my head, I'm like, this is a simple menu. It was not a simple menu.
I just couldn't sleep. I think I was up till like 3. I was painting till like 12. My camera cut off halfway through the thing. I was
You using your camera?
Nah, my phone.
Oh.
It was on charger and everything. I'm like, did somebody call me? Nah, nobody called me because my laptop is right here. So all my entire outlining, most of the outlining, it didn't get recorded. But it's cool. I feel like it was the music. I switched to different music like halfway through. First it was on the Afro beats type of vibe. And then, you know, this is a great, amazing segue into the topic today about when did music become to, like, what age were you when, like, music or shows, entertainment became, like, too violent? People cussing too much for you?
Wait.
The cussing don't bother me, but.
I was going to say, for first and foremost, are y'all at that age where stuff be feeling too violent or, like, the cussing be bothering y'all?
The cussing don't bother me, but stuff be a little too violent. Or it might be too vulgar. I'm like, you could have dressed it up a lot better than that. Yeah. Like, you just came out here and said it.
I'll definitely say...
It's kids here.
I'll definitely say with music, with like R&B, R&B would be way too vulgar for me these days. I'd be like, y'all just... F you... Oh, hold on. This is a lot of cussing. Why you... At least you don't got to be that aggressive. This is supposed to be the smooth jaw. Save that for the... for the rappers, please. But in terms of the shows don't necessarily be too violent. No, I'm lying. Some of them, I just have to have different, I have to watch it during certain times. At certain times, I can't watch certain violence. I don't want to see somebody getting their head chopped off.
Right before bed.
Yeah, you know.
I only want, like, seeing people die, seeing people unalive, it'd be bothering me. Like in movies and stuff. And I'll be like, maybe I'll be paying attention a lot more now because I'll be watching, going along with the storyline. I'll be like, I like certain people, and I'll be like, or people do something. I'm like, you don't have to do that. Please don't. Lord, like even yesterday, I could have shed a tear. We watched Unforgivable. Unforgivable with
Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
Shout out Sandra.
That was a good movie. Crying. I was like, my goodness, if I had some tears to give. I would have shed some tears.
I feel like I've always kind of been like that. Like as far as stuff being too the cursing don't bother me. Right. As far as stuff being too vulgar, especially when it comes to music with R&B specifically, I've always felt like. And this is probably also because, like, I used to do, like, a deep dive on old R&B and stuff like that. I don't know. I just always felt like a lot of the stuff could have just been said better. it's like, I want you to, ooh, wow.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Oh.
Keep it going.
Okay. I just want it to be said better or like more artistically or creatively, like take me on a trip to feel like you didn't just say what you just said type of thing. But, or like make it cute, but it just be like, oh, why you just come out and...
Yeah, the only exceptions I have for that would be reggae, because reggae be vulgar and they be making me laugh. Like, they'll be saying, so, bring it, I can't even do it right now, but like, whatever they be doing, it'd be mad aggressive, and it'd be like, because it's over, maybe it's the instrumentation, I'd be able to let it go.
It'd be like, outrageously vulgar.
Yeah, and they'd be like, ooh, wow.
And then it'd be like, nobody else really knows.
Beat up the box, and like, oh, hold on, wait a minute.
So I understand that. So with music, but also when I was a little kid, like even the thong song, I used to be, or even hot in here, I used to be like, I am getting so hot, I want to put on a bathing suit. Wow. That's what I used to sing. So don't judge me, y'all. Yeah.
But I know for me, for battle rap, I can't do, like, I have very small spurts. It's all murder. Like, why are we, like all murder. Oh, my God. Like, after a while, I'd be like, good God, can you get a regular life bar? Like, just something regular? Like, this dude corny or something? Like, can we get a regular? No, you had
I woke up. I walked across the street.
You walked?
I seen him over there. He was staring at me from across the street. It's all regular.
not that regular, but like...
That's too regular.
Yeah, nah, that's
too regular.
I'm sorry, just everything be murder. It be murder, violence. I was like, woo.
Yeah.
Gotta put on a happy show to counteract the killings.
Yeah, but I do like, I love action movies though. And
yeah,
like,
me too.
I think though, because I'm an empath and because of certain life experiences, it's certain things, if it happens in a movie, I can't.
Yeah.
Like yesterday with the movie Unforgivable, from the beginning scene, I almost was like, I'm not watching this. But also y'all be watching a lot of dark stuff back to back.
That's what my whole thing is set up at. Like, it's that in the cartoon.
Yes. Mm. Yours is dark stuff in cartoons. Yours is dark stuff in anime, in cartoons. And then it'd be dark anime. Okay, yours is dark. Like stuff with humans in it, and then just the happiest cartoons ever. Yours is dark stuff with humans in it, and then dark anime.
Nah, listen, first of all, the animes I'll be watching, they have light moments.
They have light episodes.
Yeah, it'd be
when they rebuild in the village.
The characters be light characters, and just be like real life, you know? You be a happy person that be going through some stuff.
Yeah, but I need like a comedy anime.
I mean, they have
like
those
here and there. I'm gonna find one, because it'd be like demons and no, don't get me wrong, I love the animes, but also can we get a light one sprinkled in here?
All
right,
but all of her. What we're talking about, for those who don't know, we're talking about when we go on Netflix and the recommended shows, and you're looking at the recommended shows for her, it's just food. And reality shows, like the survival, survival shows, or it's really just be food
and love stories.
And love. I'll be like, can I get an action? Can I get an action? Can I get a punch?
Yeah,
a
we
kick?
I'll be scrolling through. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't even know they had this.
And I'm like, all I see is dating show. Love is Blind.
Listen, I've been trying to get
love
to,
at first sight.
I've been trying to get
love
to,
at last night. I'm like, can I get something?
I've been trying to get to the side of Netflix with the cartoons, the happy cartoons, but I don't know where they at. Like, oh, I've never been recommended any of these wonderful like animations. Like the graphics be amazing, the storyline be there. Why ain't this on my timeline?
Cause it ain't about humans and love and reality.
But even from the beginning, like when I first started using Netflix, did not know how to get there.
I don't even know how I got there, but I got there.
So
yeah, I haven't seen one action. Only I was like, they have this on Netflix. I've been what they got this El Dorado? They have this movie?
Well, you probably make your own, profile.
I mean, I could, but.
No.
Yeah, I just be wanting them to recommend a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
I do too. Like, I do too.
Oh, man. Tulips and daisies. Yeah. 4-4.
I be tired of trying to search for this stuff because I don't be able to find it. So then I just give up and I be like, all right, well, this reality show kind of been on my list for a little bit. Let me just. Yeah.
What I also started doing now or more recent is Googling what's the best show or what's the best movie on there. And then I search it. So I search specific stuff.
That's the secret.
And then that.
Yeah. That's the secret.
But the cartoons, they just be popping up. And I'll be like, thank you.
I was like, I went to a different country. This is how far I was trying to get out of whatever they keep recommending. I changed what country I was in. So, or like the languages. I went to Japanese. And I was just like, what they be watching?
I think I thought it was science.
And it still wasn't that great of stuff that I found. Personally.
Word, the stuff from the stuff that they show us in America from other countries be trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying to find the Spanish section. All the movies was, one, they was way too dark. They was way too dark for me.
Stuff when you look for the Spanish stuff.
As soon as it started, people getting kidnapped. Mm-hmm. They was talking about trafficking. I'm like, I want something lighthearted.
Was it a Colombian show?
Maybe.
Because I was watching a Colombian show when I was first learning Spanish. And that thing, it was good, but it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was real dark. But I was trying to, like, I switched the language. People would be saying you got to change your VPN.
Mm.
And, like, actually make it, like, set it up so that you are viewing another country, not that you just change the language of what you're viewing.
Or that's saying, like, a lot. But,
it is, but it's
so how
not.
Do you change your VPN? Like, you just go to the VPN and put a different country?
Yeah, but I think you got to download something.
And then they going to, the thing going to pop up on the screen and ask you, is this your...
Yep.
Is this your main house?
Yeah,
you're gonna mess it up for everybody.
So it's some way I have seen it online, but I also, I'll be looking online to see what other people who speak other languages recommend.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just wish they had more of a variety, but I get that they do the algorithm thing, but like, my goodness, but yeah. But I definitely just recently got to this space of things being too violent or like. I need a break from this. This is a lot. Cause I used to be just let's binge it. We going from Walking Dead. Let's go to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Let's go to whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not thinking nothing of it. It didn't really affect me. I just kind of went on about my day. And
I used to be binging the stuff, and then I used to find myself stressed.
Well, you was watching like Dexter,
Dexter. Shameless.
I binged Dexter. I had to stop watching Shameless. Everything became the same,
and nothing
I was like,
is getting better. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, y'all got 8 seasons of stress.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, why am I stressed?
Yeah.
I didn't skip school. Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah, The show, but I feel like the shows are getting, I don't know if they're just more getting excessively more violent or like when we watched, what was the movie? Extraction. Like, when he
was a good movie.
And it was a good movie. I think you might have been asleep. I don't know. One of the days, this was a little while ago.
I think she went somewhere.
Yeah. You might have been on vacation. I mean.
Maid of Honor?
Yeah. Which is why we're having the party. Cake for everyone. But I think it was around that time. And then he was watching it, and I wasn't even really paying attention at first. I'm working or whatever. And then I look up, somebody getting shot in their neck and their head. I'm like, no.
The way that everything happened, I'm like, that's good acting.
Yeah, but it was
that's
like
good acting.
It was like graphic. Like, they didn't move the good. You know how sometimes in the old violence stuff, they moved the camera for some of it. Or they'll pan to somebody else. Nah, it was full thing. You get to see the blood splat. I'm like, yo, can we please at least make it look like ketchup or something? I don't even need to know it's really.
Make it look like ketchup.
It started with action.
Yeah.
And then I watched the end all right, I started Extraction 2. And then that started with Action, and it started with a back shadow, whatever, preview of what
foreshadowing?
Nah, I went back.
A flashback,
that's the word.
Back shadow.
It started with a flashback of the end of Extraction. So then I was like, I don't really remember what happened, but it said I watched Extraction. So then I watched like the last 15, 20 minutes of Extraction. And I'm like, okay, I remember this now. And then we went to Extraction 2. Immediately, it's immediate action. So I'm like, hold on. Okay, now I'm mentally prepared for what's about to occur. A lot of stuff, baby. I don't like dramas. That's what it is. Suspense.
I like drama.
I don't like drama or suspense because they make me sad and somber.
What? Suspense makes you sad and somber? Suspense is sometimes like action movies. Like
I like action. I needed to say action. And then suspenseful could be next, but I like action first. But it's like I don't like being drug along on this journey. Just let me know what's about to happen so I can mentally prepare myself and say, okay, do I want to watch this? Do I not want to watch this? If I know it's action, I know what we getting into.
He just like fight scene. He grew up on Jackie Chan. And you know
Bruce Lee.
He grew up on it. That's all it is. He don't want to. He don't need the story for it. The story would be a plus for him. That's
probably why
like.
I could just jump in the middle of the.
Don't be making no sense
in the middle of the action.
Cause that's what mom be doing.
He be jumping in the middle. He started off on Extraction 2.
I watched Extraction 1 when it came like, when it first came out on Netflix.
That's the thing, right? He'll be watching something, or we'll be, let's say we're watching something, and we'll be like, oh, you should watch the show. He'll be like, I'm not going to get to it. We start from episode 1, I don't really want to watch it. We start from episode 8, and he sees something, oh, that's good. I'll go back and watch it now.
Episode 5 is typically where he jumps in it.
What is it? Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen. We're on the last episode. Yeah, and it's getting crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And he like, that's a good show. And I was like, I've been telling you about this for at least a year and a half.
Because he kept saying, y'all go ahead and watch it. I'm probably ain't even gonna watch it. I'm gonna just eat my food. I'm probably never gonna watch this show. And then we put it on. That's a good show.
I still haven't went back and watched it though.
You should
but
though.
The last episode before, this last sitting that I watched it, they was in like a plane or something, and they was flying.
What?
They was in some type of aircraft.
Wait, no, we watched the episode without him, so I don't know what you was watching. Yeah, we watched all those episodes.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
A while ago. Here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Regardless.
They were saying crazy. They said Einstein was crazy.
No.
All right.
I don't say that. Yeah, he was autistic.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. All right, I didn't know that.
He taught at Lincoln. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about here.
Lincoln University?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know Einstein was a teacher. I thought he was just a scientist.
He was. Science stuff. But he...
I didn't know he taught.
He taught at Lincoln because he didn't believe in racism and stuff like that. Oh, wow. So, to help break down the barriers.
Oh, wow. I should look up Einstein.
I think he was a Pisces.
He was a Life Path 7 as well.
I don't have any more facts about him.
Shout out Einstein.
Word.
But, yeah. But I also know, going back, I knew when I was like, all right, we about to watch the show. I knew exactly. I was like, if he watches the show, he's going to be interested. Mm-hmm. And from where we're at, I was like, he going to like it.
Normally, if anime is on and I haven't seen it, I don't be reading the caption. Mm-hmm. That day, I'm reading every word. So I'm like, oh, wow. And like the words are going amazingly with what is going on in this scene. I'm like, that's good. And now it's stuff connecting. Like, oh, that is that? Mm-hmm. Oh! Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, man, y'all got to keep watching. I might start this over. I might have to start this over. We y'all next vacation. So I can take some time off.
Yeah, that's like a really, really good anime. I love dramas. I love action. I love suspense. I like mystery. I like a good story. Like, I don't feel like I discriminate against what genre It is. I just like a really good story. And that's also why I like the good, bad shows and movies.
But if it's a good, bad show and movie, is it a good story?
Sometimes it's a good story, but bad acting. Mm. And then like sometimes it's a bad story, but great acting. But usually it's like the storyline, I can still keep up with it. It's like, I wasn't expecting that. But it's not like the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's entertaining to watch that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a great story. That's just me.
Yeah.
Great stories, I'd be like, yep, I like that. I needed that. And then like the action be tying it together for me. So I'd be like, oh, this is a plus. That's why a lot of the times, and also in regards to the violence portion, violent animes don't really be bothering me because it's a cartoon. I'm not about to, you know. But there's something that's like, in terms of like the story or suspense or just the
story.
Yeah, the story. It'd be like, yo, emotion. I'm like, oh, this is an emotional roller coaster. All right, cool. And then I'll be okay with. I can understand it.
That's why I'd be like, this is dark. Story.
Yeah, but I'd be like, you be feeling like you. It'll be any of the shows that have like super heavy. Heavy emotions.
Yeah, it'd be a lot for me. I like to watch funnier stuff most times because when it's like a super heavy emotion all the time, I start to, I guess, absorb it. And I realized this when I was watching Shameless because I was like, why am I stressed out? But I just binge watched this whole thing all the way up to season 4.
I stopped at season 4. I was like, this. It's everything is it's the same thing every time. I'm not about to put myself through this.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm not putting myself through this.
Right. It was really like nothing was changing. Like y'all are getting older, but like y'all just now the next sibling is doing the same exact thing that the older sibling just did.
It's like life. So do y'all you guys don't enjoy watching things that mirror life too closely?
It depends on what it is. You can go ahead.
I say it depends. I would say sometimes, though. Like, sometimes, because it was like a... I don't know. I also went through a period where I was only trying to look at the good things in life. So, like...
While you binge watching
worst shows. So they're like, oh, it's Breaking Bad. At least he's doing it for a good cause.
Right, so like...
Good cause for the family.
It's like, but too much of like the negative stuff, I'll start taking on the emotion. I used to take on other people's problems and try to problem solve. So it's just like, all right, it's too much of other people's issues. Like, let me deal with my own stuff. I don't need to deal with everybody else's. Yeah.
But I don't, so then for that, I don't know how you can watch half of the Love Is Blinds. Oh, that's
because there's an end. I think that's also the thing. I know it's gonna end.
Like, I mean, but the shows are gonna end. It's just for me, the reality stuff be bothering me because these are real life people, and
I'll be like, you don't gotta act.
Like I was gonna say you acting stupid on camera. Like on camera, like you know we gonna see this back later. Like, why are you doing it?
Your mother gotta watch this stuff.
But I can watch that stuff because I'm like, well,
that ain't my family.
I don't know. That is some level of entertainment, right? But I think for like Shameless, there was no end in sight for me. There was still 4 more seasons until I caught up, and they were still filming more seasons. Dexter, I still have 4 seasons left. And
I got through Dexter. That was a good one.
I was like, I can't. I had a nightmare with Dexter. I accidentally fell asleep watching it. And then I woke up, turned it off, and then I was having a nightmare. And then I was like, you know what? My stop is here.
I think that happened to me with
Jujutsu
Kaisen. You dreaming about it?
Yeah,
me too. Me too.
That was good. For me, with shows and movies, I like happy endings. So anything can happen during the movie, but like you were saying, you didn't see an end in sight. If I don't see a happy ending in sight, that's when it bothers me.
And Love Is Blind, they have one couple. I don't know if they.
Love Is Blind other. Don't be make because
but it's dumb, but it's also about love. And I'm like,
I need some. I need quality and a happy ending.
But then it's like love though. But also, you guys are idiots. Also, this could work because it worked on season one. So I'm saying season one is what has me hooked.
Yeah, I don't.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just thinking, like, I don't even know how I, like, as I would be watching, I'd be like, why am I, what was the moral of this story? Like, that's what I'd be watching. I'd be like, there really don't be no moral of the story. It just, like, they be trying to have one, though. Is love blind? Is love really, but then I'd be like, nah, love ain't really blind. It's just. Sometimes it wears shades. Like, that's all it is.
I think, though, like, you know, it started off with them having that. Like, that was really supposed to be the thing. Because at the end of the day, it's a social experiment.
Yeah. But so, go ahead.
I was going to ask, do y'all think love is actually blind?
I think that it can be. But I think that, I mean, I feel like we kind of talked about this a little bit. I think that in ways it can be. But it's not. It's not used. Yeah, it can be, or it can make you blind to certain things. But I don't know that it is completely blind.
I think the like love by itself doesn't care what people look like. I think that's not all there is to life.
But I think the actual like term of love is blind is not even really referring to looks like. It's really like the love is blind and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. So like you might get blind to the red flags, but it might not be like that you're blind to their looks. If you're referring to is love blind in the way that they're referring to, I think that it can be. But we also are like a society where we look at things. So if I think that women are more likely to get past the guy's looks than guys are to get past girls' looks. So that's why I said I feel like it can be, but it isn't always.
I don't think so. I think it's the same. I think it's equal.
Nah, it's not. Because
you're a not lot a of guy, times, but go ahead.
I'm about to talk about the woman perspective.
Word, yeah. Do your thing. I'm just saying. All right. Go ahead, Black Queen.
Anyways, so a lot of times, what?
Go ahead. I said, are we going here? Go ahead.
We're about to go here. A lot of times, and from my own experience, if I like your personality, if I really like your personality, at a certain point, I can look past your look. And I'll be willing to move forward despite your looks because I like your personality and your character and all this other stuff more than I like your looks.
Or I say it's even or it's equal because women may get to that point faster, but once men get to a certain level, it's more of a quality of person type
what,
of
what level is that?
Level 35 of adulthood.
What'd that look like? Have you experienced this?
I ain't on level 35.
It's for content. It's for content.
I don't necessarily feel like that's true. I feel like more often than not, guys, once they get to whatever certain level or they elevate or whatever, they would definitely go for whoever looks better versus who doesn't.
What I will say is I think, generally speaking, women are a lot more willing to look past looks initially than guys are. I think initially guys would be like, like I think it takes a little bit more work for most guys to be like, if she don't look a certain way, like
it'll, but you're not gonna give me a chance.
We can be friends, and then once the feelings come, it's like you know what? Yeah, I actually do like you.
Yeah, but I feel like women start off like I can ignore the looks if you're a good person. Guys be like, it take us a little time to get past it. Be like, you know what? You look like me. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Hey, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, I think that's what typically happens. How we got here?
I don't know. Love is blind.
Yeah, that's why we was talking about love is blind.
See? Taint your mind.
Yeah. It makes for good conversation. Yeah.
But I hate watching.
Nah, I'd be bad. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't need the social experiment.
And then it'd be the host. They'd be even worse than the show.
Because they'd be egging it on. They'd be messy. It'd be like everybody be having a good time. And then all of a sudden, people finally resolve it. But you say you hate women. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, wait, what? I didn't say that. And they'd be like, yeah, you said.
No. I said, what? I hate it. This is like. But my thing is, y'all be having all these beautiful black people on these shows looking like acting a fool, like making a mockery of themselves, and it be bothering me on a spiritual level. And then it be.
I mean, it be white people in there making mockeries of themselves too.
They don't got nothing to do with me.
I feel like it's entertaining, and it's also for me, I'm watching, I guess, other people's decision-making skills. Mm-hmm. And also seeing, like, insight into how other people think in these situations. And sometimes it's the thing of, like, you know what? I've been that dumb before. Or I've never seen anything so dumb. So, like, I just be like, where is this going? So, I mean,
I'd much rather it be scripted.
But I also feel like it don't got nothing to do with me, so I can see her.
Yeah, that's why I can watch the scripted, because I'm like, I can watch the scripted stuff about somebody selling crack. Like, all right, cool, this was scripted. They made this story up.
Yeah, but sometimes it be real deep and heavy.
Yeah, I be like, oh, okay, that was a lot, but.
Sometimes it just be too much. Sometimes it be just the right amount. But I just be needing breaks in between. The dark stuff. Like, I need breaks in between. I need, like, you know.
I clear my palate with cartoons.
Yeah, I need a cartoon. I need, like, a comedy, a random. But that's why I be watching all these white people shows sometimes. Like, because they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And also, sometimes it be funny. And then sometimes it be like, why did y'all find this funny?
You know? Yesterday, the Mom's Spaghetti, that was hilarious. That's why we was laughing. It was so
funny. I heard y'all downstairs having fun.
You talking about being a rapper or something.
He was just rapping. So, like, all right, the one dude started, he was trying to lecture his son, and then he was like, I felt the flow, so I just went with it. So he was rapping, then his brother hopped in and started trying to give the dad a lecture, but he felt the flow too, so he started rapping. He got two bars in, and then he said, Mom, spaghetti. And then his brother's like, no. It didn't even rhyme with anything. It was just the fact that he tried to throw that in there.
And I wasn't even listening until the Mom spaghetti. I like, like, it was just background noise. And then it was just funny. I don't know. That was good.
Yeah, and that wasn't, like, the funniest show ever. It was just, like, something to watch because I can't find anything on my freaking algorithm.
Google.
Now I know that. I didn't know that before.
New streaming platform.
I'll build one for you.
Oh, word.
You know.
I'll invest.
Yeah. But I just take breaks. That's typically what happens. I mean, I'll just start a completely different show. It might not be as dark. It might be like one tier lower. And I'll be like, all right, I can do this.
But
like, this is dark, but it ain't.
I also be wanting to finish.
Yeah, that's why I prefer movies over shows, because I'm going to watch. I'll be wanting to finish the show. I'll be wanting to finish the movie. And then be making me, I'll be like, ah, this show is good. It's good. It's good. Mind you, I should be painting right now. I should be recording right now. But this show, so it's a movie. The movie ends. Two hour break. Be right back to it. I literally just remembered why I prefer movies over shows.
Yeah. For me, I like the shows. I'm okay because the old binger in me would be okay with, but all right, let's just knock this out so I don't have to think about this anymore. I don't like to binge that much. But because of how I'm watching shows with y'all, will take very long breaks.
That'd be killing me.
And I'd be like, can we just get this over with? because if I start thinking about this again, now it's gonna bother me that we haven't finished and we haven't resolved why little Katie hasn't grown up to whatever it is. Like, we haven't resolved these issues yet, and I'm still thinking about it. Like the shows, and it's like sometimes 2 hours, they'd be like, dang, this is a, like, knowing I have to sit here for 2 hours. I was like, all right, cool. If I don't know how long the show is, I can kind of get lost in a story, and then they'd be like, all right, you know, oh, okay, we got 4 seasons. Wow, I didn't realize we made it through 2 seasons. Okay, we're almost done. Just keep trucking, and I get the reward for it. It's like, all right, I got the payoff for the movie. It's okay. Movies are good. I like movies, but it'd be okay.
I like.
Take your time.
I think I prefer shows, but I do love movies. But I think I'm fine with shows because, especially if it's like a long, like a lot of seasons or whatever, I'd be fine with it because then it'll give me something to watch that don't really got to end. Like, I don't have to search for nothing after this. Yeah, like,
but you be watching TV shows.
Yeah.
I'll be watching, like, series, action. So, like, the show that you be watching, like, that I've seen you watch, you could just turn it off.
Yeah.
And it's, like, easy. I'll be watching shows where it's, like, hence why I don't like thrillers, suspense, dramas, because I'm going to watch it until the end.
Because it's all dark. If you watch something that's more lighthearted, maybe you'll be able to, I can turn that off. All right,
but that's why I be having those shows because I can have it on in the background or I can just turn it off at any time versus when I watch the shows that are like really grab me in, then I'm locked in and I'll be like, dang, I didn't get nothing done for the past 3 days and I just wanted to continue with the show. But also, a lot of times, those shows be having like 1 or 2 seasons. It don't be like a lot. So I just be like, I need something that I can.
Can I find something else?
I don't see my algorithm. So I'll be like, searching is just so difficult.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Love.
So now I'll be like, let me go to a pizza. Food show.
Love and pizza.
The history of food. I actually got some, like, you know, it's like a docu-series on like street food around different countries and stuff like that I'm supposed to be watching. I don't really like food. I can't help it. But also, the food competitions be great.
They do.
I don't mind the food competitions. I think it's the social experiments and like, even when you was, and I enjoy watching Mindy. When you binge watch stuff, you don't let the TV be going. Like, it's just
I don't know
the episodes, and then she'd be like, all right, it's gonna be the last episode, and it'd be like 3 episodes went by. I'm like, you know, you said the last,
because I'd be thinking that it's still the same episode,
and I'd be like, nah, that was not the credits rolled, they came back,
I missed,
and then it's a new, it's, they did the intro again.
I don't think they'd be showing the credits, they'd be showing the credits.
Think
they'd be skipping them sometimes.
I'd be able to feel when the episode ends. I'd be like, this feels like it's about to come to an end.
It does. It'd be fun like that. And then next thing you know, we're in the middle of the next episode.
It's like close and it open up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's quick. Like a blink.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd be end of the episode.
I'd be like that. And I'd be like, oh, 3 episodes.
They put
later.
The little next at the bottom.
They give you about 4 seconds. They'll go through and then the credits will start. It'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. And then you go into the next one.
Skip the intro.
But sometimes I think at a certain point, once I get like to a certain number of episodes, it don't show me the next button. It just goes.
You know, it'll go.
It just goes.
But I'll be looking at the screen. That's another thing. Like, when y'all be watching shows, y'all be watching, y'all have the TV on, and y'all don't actually be looking at the screen. I'm looking at the TV because like there's something on the TV. Otherwise, why is the TV on?
I'm watching.
Let's turn this off. Y'all be acting like Sugar Mama.
I was watching that.
Like when we was watching the Hitman's Bodyguard, and he was, oh, yeah, literally, was it was the same scene. The same scene, right?
We watching like this 5 times.
We had to rewind this scene 5 times because they're speaking in a different language. They're speaking like Russian. Yeah, they're speaking in Russian. And the first time it goes on, right? He's on his phone. He's like, and I'm like, he didn't. Cole, he gonna have to redo that. That we gonna have to watch that scene again.
Yeah, and I don't even know what y'all were talking about. And I'm like, yeah, I'm about to rewind. Yeah. I was like, Hey, Shakoya, I'm about to remind it for you. Mind you, I don't know what they said. I just knew it was something that something happened.
He rewinds it.
In the room.
He rewinds it, hits play. It gets to the exact same beginning part. And he's
back on.
And I was like, and I just sat there. I was like, I wonder if he's going to have to. I was like, no, let me just.
After the third time, he was like, I can tell you what they say, but I'm not. I'm like, all right, cool.
And because I wanted to see whether or not he was actually going to look up and look at the screen. Like, I was like, no, he's not. He's not going to do it. Third time, fourth time, I was like, wow, this is consistent. Like, he is consistently missing the same part.
Oh, you feel like reading the words?
I was like, wow. I was like, the scene is 30 seconds.
It wasn't a long scene at all.
This is 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
But that's that was the difference that I noticed between how y'all watch. Like, when I'm watching something, I'm sitting in front of the TV. Y'all are
like one watching Mindy, listening to Mindy. I'm like, hey, I'm almost done. 2 hours go by. And I'm like, hey, yo, I'm almost done. I just finished. Mindy going. I'm like, what time is it? 1:30?
And I'm sitting there like, yo, I'm about to tap out. I can't do another one of these episodes.
You went to sleep.
Yeah. I feel like we watched like a whole season or something. Yeah. He missed a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how y'all still watch? But again, I'm not thinking that y'all are like tuning out of the, like when the TV is on, I'm like, there's something there. Like it's sound. It's visual. You want me to tune this out and do something else? Most of the time, I just don't do that. I just be like, all right, this is what I'm doing. Let me do that.
But I mean, like, I was still paying attention to the show.
Yeah.
No. I just also wasn't paying attention to the show. Like, I knew exactly what was going on. I just was also doing something else. No. So, like, it had, like, maybe 50% of my attention, and my taxes had another 50%.
Nah, y'all be letting that thing roll. I'd be like, Can we breathe? But I can't think with this plane. It's too much conversation.
Sometimes it'd be like, if I don't have something on in the background, I'm gonna overthink.
Yeah.
Especially doing my taxes.
Yeah, that was whoo, my goodness.
I was like, I'm gonna overthink, but I just need something.
Yeah. I can do that with music. Like you can put music on, but like a TV show, when the TV is on, it's like there's a story.
Yeah, I'd be fine. If a cartoon is on, I'm good. If it's the humans, humanizing. That's what it'd be for me. So, like, if it's a reality, these are real people in real time doing real things. So, I'd be like, it'd be distracting.
I like that. Humans humanizing.
If it's a show, I know it's acting, it's scripted, so it doesn't bother me as much. But it's just, I feel like the reality they be doing, it's no story. So it's just like cringy. Like, I feel like the cringiness be taking my attention more than the story. But I'll be immersed in the story and I can follow the story.
No.
I get that.
Yeah, no, I don't be wanting to. If I'm doing something else, I don't want to. Otherwise, why'd I put on this show? Unless when we working, I'd be like, I need something to. When we working and there's a good show or a good movie on, I'm not working.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm literally not doing the work. That's why I'd be like, dang, y'all did that much? I'd be like, oh, wow, I wasn't doing nothing.
I'll be working in spurts.
Nah.
So when I need a break, okay. That's when they speak English. So while I'm working, I'm clicking, I'm listening, I can see my peripherals. Mm-hmm. I can see, I know what's going on. And then once I take my break, cool. But also, y'all be watching shows way more closely than I'll be watching shows. I'll be realizing it. I don't know why I'm looking this way.
Yeah, but you should be looking this way.
But yeah, I learned that yesterday because y'all was saying details. And I'm like, that's right. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
Like, y'all be saying little stuff and little nuances. And I'll be like, okay.
They put the details in there for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, I must have been chewing at this point.
Yeah, the details, for me, the details would be getting me. Cause like, again, that's why I said when it's a good show, me doing something else, like just me hearing it is like, it's harder for me to pay attention. It's too much noise. It's too much going on. It's an action scene. I'm like, what is happening? And it's like, it'd be taking me away from whatever I'm doing. So if I'm watching the show, I'm all in. Let's watch the show. But like me trying to type and then pay attention to what happened on the scene, it's gone. I don't know what happened. I'm next thing. That's why with the movie, the Unforgivable, I didn't know what was happening until I came, until I talked to Shakoya, yes, until I came back. I came back, I was like, so what is happening? I thought this was all a flashback. I had no idea what was going on.
It was definitely flip-flopping.
And I'm like, I thought this was one big flashback.
But you also left for like 20 minutes in the middle of the movie.
I did, but from, but I mean, from the beginning, I wasn't really paying attention. Like, yeah, that was one of the times I was like, I'm not really, like, I'm here, but like, I'm not really paying attention.
Because y'all was rooting against my movie, talking about the Wi-Fi went out. I'm like, all right, cool, we're going to get this movie going, though. I click play, it play, and then it just stopped. I'm like, they was right.
I wasn't plotting against, but I was letting you know, you might have to wait, just wait a little minute.
Yeah, that's all we were saying.
You know how long I was making my play? Damani finished eating.
Man, that was funny.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah. I literally finished eating, and he's still peeling the avocado.
Oh.
He was like, man, I could have been done already. And I was like, yep, my food is amazing. You can do what you want to do, though. You can dress it up, make it look fancy, whatever you want to do.
I was definitely in the kitchen making my plate for a little bit, though.
See?
Mm-hmm. But.
Listen, that's how y'all are. Don't stop being you.
Don't stop being excellent.
You know what I'm saying? As for me, I was like, you know what? This is some good food. I know it's some good food.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm cool. I don't need the tomato plus the avocado. I'm cool. This burger right here, I got my cheese.
I was trying to figure out the sauce. I was like, all right,
I got a little sriracha on this.
Yeah, I just used drizzle. Sriracha.
And I was like, this is bussing. I can do this.
Mm. My food was good. I ain't gonna lie.
My plate was great. Yep.
But yeah.
All right. Do y'all have any final thoughts on movies being or shows being too dark for y'all? On, are we old? Does this mean that we're old?
I think so.
I'm experienced.
We are seasoned.
Mm-hmm. I just need a nice balance.
I'm not even old.
I just need a
You don't have to do that.
I didn't see the face. That's why I was looking at me. Haters gonna hate.
But yeah, I just need a little balance. I need some time. Sometimes it'd be like, you know, like even with Walking Dead, like the first time I didn't realize it wasn't really affecting me. The second going through and watching parts of it again, I'm dreaming about me helping Michonne fight zombies. I'm like,
I've definitely been dreaming about zombies.
She
forgot
a sword. Oh my God, how's she gonna survive in the wilderness? And I'm like, I'm waking up like, ooh. All right, I got chased by a zombie. Y'all good, though? I'm good. All right. And then we was doing that and switching between that and Breaking Bad. Yeah. It was a lot going on. We got to pick one, finish it, move on to the next.
But, like, Walking Dead is so long.
Yeah. I think it's still going on.
So long.
Yeah, but in general, I just need a balance, need some time, just a little time apart from the violence, and then I move forward.
Yeah, me too. Same here. You got any final thoughts?
Stay blessed, stay black, people. My dog barking.
Don't let nobody tell y'all that y'all old just because stuff might be too vulgar for you.
Too vulgar, too violent.
Find y'all balance, though. I mean, your harmony with y'all movies. I don't know. I don't know if I have any final thoughts for this, but thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Great Ariel Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to join the good people of the Great Area so you can catch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. And also, you can catch our other content, like the standard behind-the-scenes content and more stuff that we have on the way for you. Thank y'all again, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam. Get out of my face.